Whether you think they are run on time, whether you think they are delayed, whether you think they make absolutely no sense, the mandate with the vaccine and the testing now in place in Minneapolis and St. Paul, I think it's another example where the restaurant industry has been singled out and crushed. And if this was going to happen, it should happen sooner. And I think it could have involved other businesses, not just a business that has been brutalized. I think it's going to put the restaurants in incredibly difficult circumstances because, again, the level of disrespect people show about COVID and downplaying it. And it's not really that bad, and it's no worse than the flu, and these people were going to die anyway. They had other illnesses and not wanting to come together whatsoever, like we talk about all the time. It will affect me zero. And if I can't play the zero, like I do often when I say to you guys is yes or no or something, and it's got to be one or the other, it would probably make me more inclined to go out just by a little bit. I stayed in a lot because of health issues for a couple important people in my family, out a little bit this weekend. I don't think it really is going to have a sizable change. That is my guess. I'm curious what you guys think and what texters and callers think. Now that Minneapolis and St. Paul have this where here's my vaccine status, or here's my official COVID test in the last 72 hours, so I can eat here, I can have a drink here, whatever it might be. I don't think it's going to change things that much other than make things cumbersome for the restaurants. I think the folks who were committed to go out are still going to do it. And I think a lot of the folks, Adam and Dan, who are not vaccinated are going to think they're not going to check me and I'm going out anyway. And I'm very curious how many places, how diligent they are going to be in checking individuals, because it's pretty clear there's not going to be any follow-up whatsoever from Minneapolis or St. Paul to say, hey, fill in the blank. Show me what you're doing to let me know if you're really checking, if the three of us would go somewhere.
No, I don't see a lot of change at all. I mean, Jason did tweet yesterday that he'd done some checking and that cancellations had there was a kind of a spike in cancellations. But no, I really don't see all that much changing. There's gonna be a lot of people saying, well, you know, I was gonna come down there, but I'm not doing it. But you know, yeah, okay, really. I don't think a lot's gonna change.
I think what you're hearing a lot of Adam's referencing to is this, you know, well, this is just another reason not to go to downtown Minneapolis. Well, okay, but you probably weren't coming anyway. So
yep.
In that case, it doesn't really have any impact one way or the other. That's for me. I had no plans on eating out downtown in Minneapolis or St. Paul. So, I mean, I'm fully vaccinated. I have my card. I can show all that. But I wasn't go out anyway, just because of the nature of Omicron right now and how wildly it's spreading. The only truly safe way is just to kind of stay home and you know, forego a lot of that social interaction for at least the next few weeks until this thing starts to back off. So, you know, I think you're right. I think there's not going to be a ton of, you know, strict enforcement here, either from the city or from restaurants in general. I also anticipate you'll see maybe a story or two of somebody throwing a fit about it and trying to make a stink, but I don't think that there's going to be that much of a change at all.
Texter points out that a number of restaurants, and I've been seeing this also, are further emphasizing, Adam, their takeout options and putting that out there, right? And emphasizing this a little bit more. Most of them doing this already had takeout as you know, an option for you right now. I'm not sure how many restaurants have decided, because of the mandate, we had never offered takeout before, we're now going to do it at this particular time. I did see in two or three tweets, again, want to hear from you, 651-461-9226, where people feel like maybe it's some of the higher-end places in town where they, where some people might, and maybe it's false or not, might have the feeling more people might obey the policy. I have no idea if that's true or not. That you might have a chance to get a reservation in because somebody's canceled or not as many people have committed to that. Might not be a bad way to try to get into some place where you've tried before, Adam, and you keep hitting a brick wall and see if maybe we're wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Also, but there's also probably people that are applauding or at least sympathetic with these restaurants and suddenly what they have to go through and checking vaccines, that they will make it a point to, you know what, I wasn't going to go out this weekend or tonight. I'm going to do that just to show some support.
Yeah, that's why there's so many different factors like that. You know, you are seeing that social media push, right? You are seeing restaurants saying, hey, we're here. Listen, we had a friend Dermot on. You know, I am not objective about Dermot. Dermot's a great friend of mine. Dermot Cowley owns O'Donovan's, and he has been promised money from the federal government like millions of restaurants across the country. Some of those restaurants have received it. There is a restaurant very near him that has received, and I won't say it, I'd leave it up to that restaurant, that has received millions, millions of dollars. Did all the same paperwork Dermot did. Dermot hasn't received a damn thing. We know so many restaurants were hanging in there, and didn't survive. And by the way, those restaurants don't get any money because they didn't survive. So, can we galvanize a few more people? I picked up food last night, but not too far from me. Will it inspire me to do a little bit more? I don't think so. But like for me, we've had this takeout conversation before. Sure. Ideally, I'd rather be there. I'd rather be at the bar. We're in sync on that. That's where I'd want to be. I don't mind takeout. I think you're a little less inclined on takeout than me.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. But I mean, no. I would prefer, like, if I'm eating at home, I'd prefer eating something that we've prepared for ourselves. That, yeah, I get it. You know, good food is good food, and whether you get a takeout or not, to me, a big part of the experience for me is actually being there.
It is, but I've learned to accept, I guess, under what's going on, this part of it. Like, there's a great sushi place not too far from me here in Plymouth. Picked up last night. It was great. It was great, you know, and I think there's a pretty good split about what you're saying. You know, that, hey, I get it. I know they're still doing it, but, you know, for me, when I go to said place, it's about the ambiance, it's about everything involved.
Right, and but when we were initially faced with, when restaurants were forced to close down, but I absolutely did order takeout as a point of, you know, supporting the restaurants that I usually go to.
On the changes in Minneapolis, they Paul, and, you know, I know Dan mentioned downtown because we think downtown. This isn't just downtown, too. We got to emphasize this. This is other parts of Minneapolis and St. Paul, where there's every bit as much loyalty. In fact, sometimes there's even more. Will this change affect you? Or are you just saying you're not going to do it because you weren't going to do it to begin with? Or you're going to be even more loyal because of this and you feel safer because of this? 651-461-9226. Dr. Michael Osterholm, early next hour, playing politics. Rochelle Olson on coverage of the upcoming trial involving three of the officers in the death in the murder of George Floyd. Among the texts coming in, we don't do much at all till we're scared of this virus. 1 year ago, I was on a ventilator in a hospital for over 100 days, had no underlying conditions. That's part of it too, Adam. You know, I got it. There's no doubt this has affected older individuals. There's no doubt it's affected individuals with weight issues or other health issues. But to act like it hasn't hit other people, it's just a lie.
Right.
To act like you aren't in such a better position because you're vaccinated is just such a lie.
And I don't have to, I mean, I've heard plenty of people who were in that camp and then suddenly found themselves on a ventilator and suddenly were pleading with people to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Will not take the vaccine because it's untested. But then if you're seriously ill, anything and everything, the doctors will provide you to hospital, you're willing to take to live. And you should, but you should have taken in the first place. More text. Why would anyone feel safer? The mandate doesn't require people show that they're vaccinated to also show a negative test. I thought we were following the science. The science shows fully vaccinated, boosted individuals can and will get Omicron. There's no doubt that Omicron has provided significantly more breakthrough cases. And if people don't act like that's happening, well, then they're lying. But again, Adam, on the severity, on the significant illnesses, that's what this is about. And you should be willing to have the full conversation. Yes, I'm going to talk to Mike Ostrom about it. There was a report in late December when Omicron was starting to pick up steam here that close to 50% of the cases were breakthrough cases. But again, when you compare hospitalizations, severe illnesses, and deaths, it's not close. And people just want to pick and choose what they want to say. Want to give us one quick news tease for 103?
Yes, in fact, what you just teased before about the fight for the media coverage of the upcoming trial.
And Rochelle will join us at 2:05, and I'm going to ask her if she likes being called dear friend by you.
She is a dear friend of mine.
I don't know if she's going to agree with that. I think somebody she bumps into occasionally downtown is more accurate.